Hey, listeners, Emily here. So I'm really excited to share a new project with you. It's called Disrupting Peace, and it's a collaboration with the World Peace Foundation. Each episode explores why peace hasn't worked and how it still could. Now, trying to achieve world peace through a podcast is probably the most ambitious thing I've tried to do, and I'm really excited for you to hear what we created. Also, just as an FYI, I'm totally behind the scenes on this project, so you won't hear my voice, but I do hope that you can hear my sensibilities coming through. Here's the trailer.
Imagine we've achieved world peace in 2050. Paint me a picture of how we got there. Mamelo, let's start with you.
You know, when you sent the question, I was like, oh no, oh no. I only know how to identify problems, not solutions.
I'm Bridget Conley, Research Director at the World Peace Foundation and host of the new podcast, Disrupting Peace, a show about why peace hasn't worked and how it still could. I've spent my career trying to understand conflict and how we can end it. Back in the 1990s, when I was a college student, there was this air of optimism. It might sound crazy to say now, but we honestly believed that we had solved world peace. The Cold War had ended and democracy had won. All we needed to do was end wars, organize multi-party elections, and transition to free market economies. Then the world would be at peace, right? Needless to say, we were wrong. But hope is not lost, and that's where Disrupting Peace comes in. In each episode, I speak with a researcher specializing in one obstacle to peace and an activist who's changing systems from the ground up. We explore topics like nuclear weapons and the arms trade, how artificial intelligence is changing war making, the upcoming U.S. presidential election, and more.
It's just a way for corporations to make a lot of money, and they make more money if there's more killing and more war.
I went to the White House. I worked on the bombing of Serbia. I remember pinning above my desk this New York Times op-ed that I helped generate, which was a just and necessary war. Bombing for humanity's sakes, it makes the world a better place. I believed it.
We have made a difference in the past. I think a lot of people don't realize that citizen action has won huge victories.
And while the topics are serious, think nuclear annihilation and Terminator takeovers, we are not.
Since I was only 1 year old at the first democratic election where like black people were allowed to vote, my mother tells me I was on her back and I was there screaming, Viva Nelson Mandela, viva.
The road from Kosovo to Iraq led me to kind of rethink the whole era and the Kool-Aid I had drunk and tried to drink other beverages since then.
Episode 1 of Disrupting Peace launches September 24th. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Subscribe now so you don't miss a single episode. We'll see you then.